This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About to catch up with our guy, Ari Temkin. All things Big 12, Big 12 radio on TuneIn, because we got Big 12 Media Days going down in our own backyard at the Star in Frisco. Hour number four, live from Shell Shack here off Henderson in Dallas. We've got happy hour still for another hour. They got $4 beers and shot specials all day, every day. We're having the Mexican candies at $4. Those have been absolutely fantastic. Sergio's hooking it up. The bartender over here, it's Wednesday, so they got the catfish special for $12.99. It's awesome. So as you're getting off work, make sure you come by, say hello to the G-Bag Nation. Gavin is out. Send him some well wishes on social media. He'll be back Monday after vacation with the family. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius crushing it as always, back in Master Control up the road here at 75 and Fitzhugh, and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. But without further ado, let's welcome in our buddy Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on TuneIn. Ari, how the heck are you, brother? Good to talk to you.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty bummed that I'm at the Star right now, because thinking about driving down there and down, you know, in the traffic, like, if you were closer, I'd love to come have some beers, be a Shell Shack with you guys. So I'm bummed about that. I'm all the way up north.
Yeah. We would love to have you out here, man. If the opportunity presents itself, get on over here. But I've been having some FOMO about what you're doing out there at the Star.
It's great that it's at the Star. It's never been closer for me where I live in North Dallas, so that's fantastic. You know, we've obviously were in Vegas last year and then Arlington in years before, so it's fantastic for it to be so close to me. And look, this is a great venue. It's a great city to highlight college football. When you think about the SEC having media days downtown, you think about the Big 12. I mean, this is very much a college football hub, and that's something that's amazing for the Metroplex. And I see Big 12 holding it here for the foreseeable future.
Hey, Ari, the question I have, and you've been doing this a long time with your Big 12 stuff, with the additions of the teams like the BYUs and the Utahs and the Arizonas, Arizona States and teams like that, how has this changed? Has it made media days more fun for you, or is it just more work?
It's just more work, Broaddus. I still get paid the same amount, and the league jumped from 10 to 16 teams. What happened there?
Yeah, but I was just wondering, with all those teams being with you now, are you enjoying that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's great. Look, 4 years ago, I'd left Arlington after media days, and it looked like the Big 12 was going to go extinct.
Yeah.
Texas and OU were leaving, and, yeah, we didn't know what the future of this conference was. And, you know, the moves to immediately solidify the conference, bring everybody together, and to fortify a future together now with Brett Yormark, like, the trajectory of the conference has never been better. The conference has never been better. The trajectory of the conference has never been better. When you look at recruiting, you look at money and what Texas Tech is doing. You know, look, Texas and OU were great for this conference.
Oh,
but I think
God. They
were not pulling in the same rope as everybody else.
Sure.
And we see what's happening with the ACC. It's the same thing that's happening in the ACC right now. And the conference did a lot to placate to Texas and OU for years. And that's exactly what the ACC is doing right now. That held the conference back. The conference is all together now. There's a unity in a way that's allowing it to grow in ways that it could have never grown under with Texas and OU in the conference. That's the truth.
You brought up Texas Tech there, Ari, and it is crazy. What is going on there with the NIL, with Joey McGuire's brewing? What have been the takeaways, you know, being around Coach McGuire, and what Texas Tech's outlook is for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, so we actually were able to sit down with Cody Campbell today, who's, I mean, becoming synonymous with Texas Tech, becoming synonymous with the Big 12, and quite frankly, becoming synonymous with college football, because he's very much the front and center of trying to get NIL more under control. And, you know, it obviously starts with having the resources, with the ability to use the money. And then, you know, you've got to have a vision. You got to sell things. You know, like, you can't just be like, hey, guys, to get there. I mean, Rutgers basketball, good example of this. You know, they had two top five picks on their team and didn't even make the tournament. And that's just, we've got money to spend and we're going to spend it. I think BYU basketball, they're spending it strategically with the right coach. I think the same thing is true with Texas Tech and Joey McGuire. They're not just spending money. They are. They're spending a ton of money, and they've got a lot of resources. But they're doing it with a plan in place with a guy, James Blanchard, who's, you know, recognized one of the best in the business, what he does in terms of personnel. He's kind of like, in a sense, a Will McClay to a degree. And, I mean, over the years, we've seen Notre Dame come calling for him, and Joey McGuire sold him and told us this. Basically, you know, will you have 100% say if you go to USC, which is another place that tried to get him? Will you have 100% say in personnel at Notre Dame if you go there? And that's, you know, so I think it's the right team, it's the right group, and the right timing for Texas Tech. And the reality is, guys, the blue chip ratio, which over, you know, in the history of the college football playoff, the BCS, in the modern recruiting rankings, you have to have more than 50% of your roster be 4 or 5-star recruits to win a national title. It is not a predictive metric, but it is a tool of analysis. And that's the deal. You have to have more 4 or 5 stars than you don't. The Big 12 doesn't have that and hasn't had that. Texas and OU are teams that have it, and when they left, you thought that left with them. And so the Big 12 now has 2 5-star quarterbacks for already committed for 2026, including the number one player in the country, Keyshawn Henderson, who's committed to Houston, and Willie Fritz, and the number 5 quarterback in the nation, and Ryder Lyons, who's committed to BYU. And then you add that to Texas Tech getting Felix Ojo away from Texas. And, I mean, that's, to me, the transfer portal is one thing, but it's proven in college football. You win a national title in recruiting, and that is something the Big 12 has never seen before.
Okay, Ari, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to shoot me down on this one, but the whole thing with this recruiting and this, you know, getting 5 stars and all that, I think this is so year to year now. Mm. I just think I hate it. I hate it that you recruit your ass off and you get these players. I think we got to have contracts. I think either you're committed to me for a year or you're committed to me for 3 years. But I can't continue. You're telling me that we're getting 5-star recruits. I guarantee you one of these kids is not going to be able. He's not going to be happy, and he's going to go somewhere else after a year.
Why do you think I was going to shoot this question down?
I don't know. I just kind of felt like, though, to me, I'm recruiting is so important. But I think, like, you're recruiting for 1 year. You know, that's really what you're doing. And you better damn well play these kids. You better not do things like, I mean, I was dealing with LSU baseball. There was all these, LSU had a great recruiting class in baseball. Won a national championship. There's 4 or 5 kids that didn't play. All top 100 players. Gone now. Gone. Because in 1 year, they're like, well, I can't cut it here. Got to go somewhere else. I think recruiting is only good for 1 year. I just do. I'm sorry.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's hard to disagree with you. There is very much a balance between recruiting and playing time and, I mean, expectation. And not only that, like, it goes so much deeper than that, Broadus. Like, you got guys. Here's a good example. Rob Wright played at Baylor last year as a true freshman. Really good player for them. Had committed to another year basically had committed to a deal, like a 1-year contract for $1 million. Let's just say that's what it was, okay?
Right.
And then went to BYU. I mean, that's, you're going to agree to something and then turn around and go somewhere else?
Sure.
Like, that's not how you do business.
Yeah.
There were multiple guys that spent spring and, you know, somewhere else. Keon Burnett, who's a tight end at Arizona, spent spring football in Kansas after committing to the University of Kansas. You know where he's going to play this fall? The University of Arizona. That is bizarre. You're going to go spring? There's another guy, his name escapes right now, did the same thing at Mississippi State. Went and spent the spring at Mississippi State and went somewhere else. Like, that's ridiculous. So, I mean, what you're talking about, absolutely. I also think there's also an element of, like, you kind of reap what you sow in many cases. Like, so in some of these guys that are going to stick it out, stick around, that are willing to fight through adversity, like, if they're not, like, you're going to find adversity everywhere you go. If you're trying to avoid adversity your whole life, you're going to fail.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the situation. And, all right, do you think it's harder to recruit kids or keep kids?
Keep kids. Yeah, I mean, and it's honestly, it doesn't stop. You're the thing the coaches will complain about the most, and I say complain for lack of a better way to put it, you have to continually be recruiting your roster.
No kidding.
Now, I'll defer to Lance Leipold here because I'm a Kansas grad, but not only that, over the last 4 years, Leipold has been at KU. Out of the Power Four, he's had the least amount of transfers. Jalen Daniels, you think about that guy, all that he's been through. He was a 17-year-old starter under Les Miles. He's on his fifth offensive coordinator at Kansas, and he didn't leave. I mean, he's had some high highs and low lows at Kansas. Nine times out of ten, those guys leave and want fresh starts. And maybe in some cases that works out for them, but it isn't the case everywhere. And so, like, there are, and what Leipold says is it's a cultural thing, which is hard to characterize, right? Because it's just a broad catch-all. Everybody has a good culture, wants to have a good culture. It's one of those funny things we used to laugh about all the time, Broadus, right? Like, but that's like, it's hard
identity.
Not to buy into it.
Yeah.
Identity,
right.
Culture. But like, in college football, that's huge. And I think like it's hard not to take Lance Leipold at his word because, I mean, he walked into the worst Power Four situation in college football when he took the Kansas job. And over the last 4 years, nobody has left or very few have left. And a guy that did leave, a pass rusher, Gage Keys, came back this year. So he's been at Kansas twice in 3 years.
Wow. Ari, I'm curious. There's a lot of awesome coaches right now in the Big 12. If you were an AD and you had the pick of the litter, do you feel confident who would be your first-round pick in terms of coaches in the Big 12 right now?
Kenny Dillingham. No, I don't even think about that one.
Arizona State.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, he's 35 years old. Anybody else that's been in that position, and I'm talking about a 35-year-old head coach that would be considered a savant, has had their careers derailed because of their egos. I look at Sark. I look at Lane Kiffin. Now, look, I shouldn't say careers derailed, but, I mean, fought through major adversity over the course of their careers. Kenny Dillingham is one of the most humble, genuine. He tells you what it is. He's one of the most unique coaches. Like, I asked him, I was like, are you not paranoid? Like, on one end of the spectrum, you've got Kyle Whittingham, who won't say anything about
an injury
to a player.
That's what I was going to ask you. How is that dinosaur still around?
But, like, Kenny Dillingham, earlier this year, last season, Sam Levitt missed a game. His last game they lost to Cincinnati. And he said, like, on Monday, oh, yeah, Levitt's going to miss the game. No coach in football does that. Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? He's like, well, you know, and he'll say, like, I don't think that gives me enough of a strategic advantage of getting my team ready to play with the guys we're going to play with that week. Like, what a breath of fresh air, just a different approach. You want to ask about NIL. He had a great answer on NIL. Mm-hmm. Like, I pay the best players. If you don't like it, become one of the best players. Mm-hmm. I just love that. Like, that's how it should be.
Yeah, he's awesome. Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on TuneIn with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What about TCU and Baylor? Couple of quarterbacks there that have been in the system, Hoover and Robertson returning. What do you think their outlook is for 2025? Can either of them possibly win the conference?
Yeah, and I'll get to that in a second. I do want to add real quickly.
Yeah.
Kenny Dillingham said, and by the way, Kyle Whittingham, Kenny Dillingham, say that three times.
that's tongue twister.
Kenny Dillingham said during Big 12 media days, you know, just as a testament to the Big 12 coaches, Rich Rod is the most influential offensive mind in the history of college football. We could argue whether or not that's true. I think that adds some context, though, to just how good the coaches are in this conference. So TCU and Baylor, I'm picking Baylor to win the Big 12 this year. They are the most underrated team in college football. They're the hottest team in college football. They did get blown out in their bowl game, but before that they had won six straight, including a win to end the season of Kansas, who was playing at that time as good as anybody. So those are the two hottest teams in college football, and Baylor just ran a train on them. And so, I mean, that trucked them. So they were a dominant running football team last year. Sawyer Robertson, who's their quarterback, who's from Lubbock, and actually was recruited by and played for Mike Leach for 2 years at Mississippi State before he passed away. How unique is that, as a guy that grew up in Lubbock especially? And he stepped into the spotlight last year and performed at extremely high level. And, I mean, we had Devin Gardner on, a former Michigan quarterback, played for Rich Rod, who's now with Fox. And he says Sawyer Robertson reminds him of Josh Allen. Big dude, 6'4", 215 pounds, has a cannon for an arm. So, like, they return everybody. They have, I mean, Dave Aranda, in terms of a defensive mind, brilliant. Everybody back on offense, and Jake Spavital year two, and then a brilliant defensive mind. Like, the only question would be, they gave up a ton of big plays. Like, that was their bugaboo last year. They really struggled against big plays. I trust Aranda year over year to figure that out. If that's the one hole they had, I trust Aranda to figure it out. But I think there are probably five teams that could win the Big 12 this year. I'd throw Arizona State, Iowa State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and Baylor. My pick is Baylor and Texas Tech to get to the Big 12 championship game and Baylor to ultimately win it. The reason I don't have TCU in that conversation is Sonny Dykes is walking right by me, so I better be more quiet about this.
Be careful.
Watch that train.
They have a ridiculously tough schedule, guys. I mean, they open up in North Carolina. So how about that? Bill Belichick. They randomly got Deion Sanders' first game at Colorado, and now they get Bill Belichick's first game at North Carolina. And I genuinely think that's going to be a train wreck based on what's going on with his girlfriend, but I digress. That's still a tough game. You're going up against Bill Belichick, who's won. I would put TCU in that conversation. I struggle with their schedule. The Big 12 usually has a lot of parity or competitive balance, as they want me to call it. But I think when you look at teams that are going to be good, that will be good, like, they have them all. Five Big 12 road games. That's the thing that gives me pause about TCU. But great passer in Josh Hoover, who's a local kid. And they were in elite offense. He set a record last year for passing for TCU, passing yards in a season. Problem is, they couldn't run the ball and they couldn't stop anybody. So it was basically all they could do is pass. And, you know, they have two NFL receivers because of it now, with Savion Williams and Jack Besh both going to the NFL. But I think TCU is going to be good. The thing that gives me pause about them is their schedule.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I thought the Baylor program stopped running trains after the Art Briles era, but here we are, still getting it done at a high level. Ari, you are the man. Thank you so much for the college football information. We look forward to a college football season in a big way with you being a heavy part of the G-Bag Nation. We love you, and we wish you were here right now at Shell Shack.
You know, I did that for you.
Yeah,
we love you, dude. That was Brian's face. If you're watching on the fan cam,
all time.
We lost it. We lost it over here. You're incredible, Ari.
Love you guys. Take care.
Love you.
There he goes, Ari Temkin. Make sure you check out Big 12 Radio on TuneIn. Ari's awesome. And there's so much more. I mean, the Big 12 really is top to bottom. Super, super deep. That could end up being a negative because they just beat each other up.
They do.
So if you're looking at records at the end of the season, as some in the committee would do, incredible. All right, let's talk with Jared Sandler, get our Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, Jared Sandler set to join us here as we enter the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts, commercial-free to the top of the hour. We got G-Bag of the Day with Lucius Alexander leading into L.A. live on a butt-naked Wednesday. Fantastic as we broadcast live from Shell Shack here in Dallas. Come on and swing by till 7. We will be here, but the catfish special goes all day long. $12.99 for the best catfish in town. Yeah. $4 beer and shot specials all day, every day here at Shell Shack. This is the place to be. Segment here in the nation. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I really only think we have one question for Jared, okay? We got to get to the G-Bag of the Day. He's a little bit late. Maybe he's still stuck on the bus. We just got a ding-dong question. We got to ask him about the ding-dong.
Yeah,
we get in,
yeah.
We get out. Boom. Jared Sandler, that's all we need. Brought to you by
totally,
Blue Nail Roofing.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Fantastic stuff here.
So who's got the ding-dong? Eric, you got the ding-dong question?
I got the ding-dong. Okay, it's fine. I mean, unless anybody else wants to present the ding-dong question to him. If anybody feels
just
personally...
One time. Let's go.
Just That's a one-time ding-dong question.
Yeah.
Wolchuk is very self-aware and vulnerable and honest this time of year.
Can I say?
He's here right now. Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Jared, really just got a one-and-done question for you today, brother. First of all, hope the bus stuck situation has been situated, but the ding-dong call last night, can you just walk us through that a little bit? Jake Berger, top of the seventh.
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful. First of all, the bus was stuck in traffic. It wasn't stuck, thankfully. I don't want to misrepresent anything.
Yeah.
There are a lot of ways you can describe a home run, and some of them can get you in trouble over the air. And... Eric, as a matter of fact, I feel like you would describe it in a certain way using the second part of that hyphenated phrase and just add ball to it. And I'd love to just call them all dong balls. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air, but I just did.
Absolutely.
But I don't think I could say that on the broadcast. So I don't know. I just every once in a while throw in a little ding dong. And I haven't had anyone complain about it. So if we get a few ding dongs, we get a few ding dongs.
I love it. Listen,
We said the home, dunk call, Shamalama Ding Dong or whatever. So, an NBA jam. So why can't we just have a straight up ding dong?
I'm with you 100%. Nobody's complaining about the call. We absolutely loved it. Brett Boone was asked about it with Sean and RJ this morning. And he's a baseball lifer. He loved the ding-dong, okay, and he had never heard it before. So I think you're sort of pioneering something, and I appreciate your acknowledgement because we all felt like there was that brief pause before you just jumped right into the ding-dong where we felt like you wanted to go dong there, but then you said, you know what, let me clean this up. You pivoted to the ding-dong. It was flawless execution. We're really just here to give you a tip of the cap. That was special stuff last night, bro.
Thanks, guys. I feel like, a show that has TD Tuesdays would appreciate a ding-dong.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. You're the man. We love you very much. We do, of course, have G-Bag of the Day coming up. John Gray looks like he's going to Round Rock for the rehab stint. That's good news. Kamar Rocker's going to dominate tonight.
Yeah,
we put
he
in
is.
The call. He's going to go perfect. You go perfect game, Broadus?
Perfect game.
We're going
you.
Perfect yeah. game. Jared yeah. Sandler, we'll be listening to you tonight. Looking forward to the pregame and the post, but especially a couple of more ding-dongs. You give us a ding-dong tonight? A couple more ding-dongs?
Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, okay. It was a great chat, guys.
Beautiful. We love you.
Love
Jared
you,
Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing.
Yeah,
live from Anaheim. We're here at Shell Shack, but it's time to go.
Consummate professional.
Into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander.
Big, big Godzilla walking through the building. Does my mic sound nice? Check one, check two.
Clear.
All right, let's get into it. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, man. Send it to me. We can play it right here at this time on this station at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day two for this champion audio right here. Let me get to the folder. Sorry about that. Okay, blind man describes what it sounds like when he is watching tennis. Day two for this audio. This guy's a genius. It's like Stevie Wonder sound effects.
Okay, wait, what were you doing?
Well, I was just gonna show you what a blind guy hears when tennis is on television.
Okay, let's see it. Let's hear
you gotta close your eyes. You have to close your eyes. You can't watch.
Okay.
That's what a blind guy sees when tennis is on.
That's really good.
That's pretty good. They were so impressed.
Really good.
They were so impressed. There's this little party trick right there.
That's a good party trick.
Everybody close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Close your
you
eyes.
Can see everybody closing their eyes.
Now, no peeking.
No peek.
All right, let's see what else I got for you boys. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, speaking of tennis, they were popping champagne during Wimbledon. Did you guys see that?
No.
I missed it. Yeah. Dang it.
They were popping champagne. Oh, D-Boy. I think it says Ether Boy right there. Yeah, they were popping champagne during Wimbledon, and they had to be told to chill out.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you could avoid opening bottles of champagne when the players are about to serve.
Oh, come on.
I love that.
It's warm.
It's the most Wimbledon warning you've ever heard.
The most Wimbledon warning you've ever heard there, yes. As he popped his mellow.
Yeah.
All right, let's
That's
see.
Good.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Eric played this one earlier. I love it. San Francisco Giants catcher Patrick Bailey. Had it inside the park. Walk-off home run.
Incredible.
Like a little league tournament or something. Let's wrap this up, son. We got to get on out of here. How about an inside-the-park walk-off home run? Let's go to Giants Radio.
One out. Patrick hits a high drive. Deep right center field. This one is off the top of the wall, and it ricochets, and it's rolling on the warning track. Two runs are in. Bailey coming around third. Patrick Bailey scores! It's an inside the park walk-off home run!
That's
that
so
awesome.
So yeah. What? Lucius, do you agree? That is a SportsCenter top 10 play last night / this morning. And then on Friday, on the other side of things, that's going to be a not top 10 play for the Phillies.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Where is it? Where's the ball?
Yeah, I'm picturing it going between people's legs, guys diving and totally missing it. Some
it's
other
incredible.
Fool was looking all in the audience. I'm just seeing all types of mistakes and mishaps. I tell you, that's one thing I pay attention to when I watch a baseball game.
The mishaps?
If I did not see the game, I'll look over to that scoreboard and see where those errors are.
Yeah. Errors.
And I go, ooh. Ouch. What is that, two today?
We need to get that into all sports, honestly.
Yeah.
Like just give the errors where just, like, man. Honestly, everybody acknowledges this guy screwed up in a huge way.
Yes. Everybody acknowledges it. It's on the scoreboard. It's so bad, bro. What a shaming ritual that is.
It is, dude.
Shame. Tolo Richie, happy birthday, Tolo Richie. Shout out to you, bro. Come to the front of the congregation.
Oh, no. I wondered how this came across on the air. It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was fantastic, bro. My man busted his ass at the Shell Shack during the live broadcast. On his birthday, busted his ass, live broadcast. You can just hear it in the background. Pay attention.
And we mentioned a few on that survey, right? Pickens, Diggs. Ferguson, Bland. Those guys are all, Rich, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
Birthday boy just took a tumble. It's all right, Rich. Pretty it's all right, incredible. Buddy. Sam Williams is in a contract year. Tyre Elam is in a contract year.
Let me go, Richie!
There he is. But if you had to pick one, most approved in a contract
looks like
season.
Me at the parking lot at Avis.
I was just about to say, man. Check his knee for some scrapes.
I felt so bad. Everyone's looking. I'm like, I don't want to draw more attention.
I thought he fainted. I thought he passed out.
Yeah, from the angle here, Broadus is sort of like over his
right shoulder. Yeah.
He doesn't know exactly. He just hears the sound and looks over, and anything could have happened.
He was literally tangled up in our equipment.
It definitely sounded like some equipment falling in.
Yeah, it was the fan banner.
He sounds tangled up like a mother.
Yeah, he's into the fan banner. He's into the metal banner, and he's laying on his back, and I'm thinking, I thought the guy was like, I thought he just blacked out.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing shots and stuff, and I thought maybe one got him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he got tangled up in the fan equipment.
Yeah, and then there was a bar stool situation that kind of flubbed
and
him.
And nobody was helping him.
No.
Everybody around him was kind of backed up, it looked like.
Like it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Look at this guy.
The best part might be Walchuk trying to keep it on Sam Williams and some random sports thing.
All right, hold on. Y'all talking about it too much again. I got to play it over, bro. There was so much chaos in the background.
There's a lot of chaos.
And we mentioned a few on that survey, right? Pickens,
Diggs.
Ferguson, Bland. Those guys are all, Richie, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
He said he dropped his phone.
Richie.
I just saw him going
you okay,
down.
Buddy?
Like,
oh, Richie.
Hope you're okay, Rich, but back to Sam Williams.
Somebody give that man a hand.
Oh, man.
God, Richie.
It was just everybody scattered at Moses in the Red Sea. He fell right on his
credit
back.
To him, man. I mean, he popped up. Like, he really did.
He kept drinking, man.
Yeah, he did. Kept drinking. Everything was fine.
Good for Richie. He's the best. He really is a sweetheart.
True legend.
Stumbling and fumbling. All right, let's see what else. Ari Temkin was just on here, and I was alerted that he was using a weird little phrase.
He's phrasing.
Yeah, he was phrasing. What did you call it? He was phrasing?
He was phrasing.
He was definitely phrasing. He was phrasing for sure.
He was phrasing.
I think he was talking about Baylor. Let's pay attention.
I'm picking Baylor to win the Big 12 this year. They are the most underrated team in college football. They're the hottest team in college football. They did get blown out in their bowl game, but before that they had won six straight, including a win to end the season of Kansas, who was playing at that time as good as anybody. So those are the two hottest teams in college football, and Baylor just ran a train on them. And so, I mean,
Brian's face.
I don't think that's
immediate.
That's not it.
Dude, kudos to you, bro. That was such a quick turnaround. That was freaking amazing.
Nice job, work, Lucius. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's sports analysis right there.
Hey, and shout out to Carter, too, because you know our thing saves in 15 minutes increments or something like that.
Yeah.
This was like 15:04 or something like that, bro.
Oh, you had to wait.
I mean, just a bit outside. But Carter saved me.
Yeah, it's Carter.
Hey, Carter.
Came through, man. Yeah, I don't think that's how you use that phrase, bro. But listen, competition brings out the wildness in us.
No question,
hold on here one more time.
And Baylor just ran a train on them. And so
I had Baylor too, you know.
I did. My face was like,
Brian was hilarious.
Like, whoa.
Oh man, we're gonna get a phone call from Baylor.
Yeah.
Cease and desist. That's not what we're doing.
Sick 'em. Welcome.
Sick 'em.
All right, man, that's it. I got some more for tomorrow, but run out of time, fam.
Incredible stuff right here live from Shell Shack.
I vote for everything.
G-Bag of the day here. 10 out of 10, as always. It's your one-time champ, the Tennis Sounds. That's impressive.
That's impressive. Okay?
I got a feeling he's not going to win today, just another tip of the cap to that guy. That's quite the skill set. We also have the most Wimbledon warning of all time. We have Patrick Bailey inside the park, walk-off, first time in 99 years you've seen that from a catcher. Mm-hmm. We have the B-Day
from a major league catcher. You can see it any weekend at the River Bottoms here in Irving.
Yeah, good call. Good clarification there. We do have the B-Day boy, Richie, busting his ass here at the Shell Shack today. And then, of course, Ari's train run brought to you by Baylor. This is tough,
man.
I think we got to go ahead and give it to the birthday boy, 38th birthday, and took quite the spill today. I'm giving it to Richie. Lucius, what say you?
Come back to me. I'm glad I'm going to eeny, meeny, miny, moe this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Okay, Walchuk.
It's between Ari and Richie for me, by the way. Just want to let you know.
I know what I'm going to do here.
Is there any chance we can combo those? Can we combo platter that?
Nah.
It's the Shell Shack combo?
Shell Shack combo? Maybe. Lucius, you're
go
the
ahead,
judge.
Go ahead, man. All it does is kill time for G-Bag and Dave. What are you talking about? That's two clips.
We
just got to get one
combo.
Clip after that, fam. Hell yeah, let's do it.
Okay, now I'm cool with that. We got it right here. It's the Shell Shack combo, Broadus.
I'm comboing.
All right.
Combo. Yeah. Okay, congratulations to the birthday boy, Richie.
Let's go.
Hovis, congratulations to Ari Temkin. And, of course, congratulations to Shell Shack because we're getting it done. Yeah, Richie Hovis.
Hovis.
All right, let's keep it back in the Pimp Cup. It's
he
L.A.
his
Live.
Money for this banner, by the way.
Yeah, there's a tear in there.
Well, shout out to Colors, John and Toy. They thought, I guess Richie thought the banner was a wall.
Yeah.
And, so
and he leaned
much.
On it?
Yeah.
Oh, hysterical. Yeah. He leaned on it and had no security. He just said, whoa. All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday right after the great Rick James, y'all. Shoot ya, boy.
All right, you swear. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
That's me. That's me.
Oh, man. Dance some of everything.
They're all half buzzed out.
Everybody get high.
We'll see. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You all right?
Get me some oxygen. Better still, how about a big shot of Jack?
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yeah, Jerry was hitting that thing a little too hard.
Jerry.
That's that za. You got to grind it, roll it, and smoke it, Jerry. That's zogging all in your throat. This is L.A. Live for Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in L.A. Live. Shout out to the very elegant Miss Erica Badu, Dallas's own Mrs. Erica Badu, a legend right here in your own city. Yeah, she named today Butt Naked Wednesday. She predicted where we are basically at in female music. I promise you, she predicted it. Peace to the gods and earths out there. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Before I get into the proceedings this evening, this song has been in my head all day. Corey, my God, dog.
Everybody out there who believes in the true God understands what I'm saying. I ain't scared of nothing, because God has put people out here to save me from all situations.
Let's go.
The obese.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
Got y'all.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
I mean, it freezes me up every time I hear that, bro. I can't believe that is an actual song. I'm like, yo, you did that. He did that. Let me change the vibe real quick, though. Hey.
We've got messages where people have been singing that for the last 24 hours, Lucius.
The obese single mama will always provide shelter. Oh, he goes, shelter for me. All right.
Yeah.
Gotta hit it like that. Okay, I got a question for the Tolos here on a Butt Naked Wednesday in LA Live.
Hey. It's just that I'm an addict for.
Hey, the vibe. It's the vibe. In lieu of the upcoming Dallas Cowboys Netflix documentary, like last week I asked a question that was kind of in lieu of it. I asked, what would you title it? And I remember the old girl I live with was telling me that was a terrible idea because they're not going to have, they're going to be creative enough to give you any titles to work with. But you guys, you did. You actually did. Now, not in my Facebook, but on the fan text, it was amazing. Too bad I didn't have access to the fan page at that time, but I seen it after work and I was like, oh, y'all was smoking it, bro. I couldn't read any of those.
I think my favorite one, Lucius, was Jonesin' for a Title.
Jonesin' for a Title is good. Hey, there was some good ones out there. But this one right here is different. What is the wildest Dallas Cowboys scandal you remember? If I just say Dallas Cowboys scandal, what pops in your head? What is a Dallas Cowboys scandal we're not talking about? We don't remember. Might have gotten past the goalie a little bit. Yeah, what is the wildest Dallas Cowboys scandal you remember? Which is a great question to ask because we have the very own Brian Broaddus right here on the staff, on the show. So he can always back us up with this. I asked this to the Tolos to follow me on Facebook, fellas, by the way. Just want to say
trying
that.
To think of the ones I was involved in.
Okay, well, I'll give you some of they said. Well, we can not talk about those. I don't want to get you out.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to light you up, bro.
Lucius, we're trying to do good here. We'll do whatever we have to do.
I don't want
to
light you up. All right, let's see. Yeah, wildest Dallas Cowboys scandals you remember. One Tolo said Michael Irvin cocaine raid at an Irving hotel.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Mike was immediately came. Him and Nate come to mind.
Nate.
You know, and then the story that's now been circulating about Mike stabbing the guy at camp.
That's true.
That is wild.
I feel like it comes around every camp.
That is nuts.
Every camp it comes around. Once a year, here comes a Michael Irvin story going viral. But I don't remember the cocaine raid at the hotel. I don't remember that. They said Alfredo Roberts was there?
Yeah, he was a tight end. Alfredo had the Cowboy Cafe, too. He was part of that over there.
The Cowboy Cafe.
Cowboy Cafe is at.
Yeah. Yes. Valley Ranch. That was a really a neat area over there. They had a lot going on there. Alfredo Roberts, I think, was part of that whole thing. I don't remember a raid at a hotel.
Neither do I, bro.
I could check. I'll tell you what. I've got people that I could check with right now, Lucius, but keep going.
Check them Googles, too, just in case the story, them Googles, fam. I think of Marion Barion. Marion Barion, is that his name? D.C. mayor? And he got busted with the smoking crack in the hotel?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that a little bit.
Whoa.
And he became mayor again after that.
Yep.
Yeah. His hair was standing on his head like a thundercat. He was looking ridiculous. She set me up.
Yep.
All right. How about this one? Clint Longley, sucker punching Captain America. Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach. Yep. Absolutely.
Sucker punched him, bro?
Yeah, he did.
We've been informed to tell you to check your phone, Lucius, by somebody we all love.
Okay. I mean.
And by the way, Lucius with a new phone.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I like that one. Zeke fighting the DJ in Uptown.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that one. There's some truth.
Yeah, hit that DJ and bought him an Escalade, didn't he?
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Changed his name to DJ Escalade after that. what else we got right here?
So, Lucius, let me circle back with you. On that hotel deal, there was a cocaine raid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking somebody that would know. I'm maybe an insider on this one.
Okay.
But I'll circle back with you.
Don't put my name in it.
I'm not.
Okay. Yeah.
Lucius wants to know if it's Michael in the raid.
Hey, by the way, if you're listening to the radio, Lucius Alexander wanted me to ask you this.
Really, just who was the plug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Hurt.
Let's see. Wildest Dallas Cowboys scandal. You remember somebody said Jerry Jones in a secret family?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, how about Dick Dalrymple? The cheerleaders
doing what he did.
You are hiding a child. What does Dick Dalrymple do?
It was the voyeurism, as the cheerleaders.
Oh,
it was,
that's a cheerleader lawsuit.
Yeah, cheerleader ones, yeah.
Full name, Dick Dalrymple got caught up
in it.
Sometimes it's right there. Like, the HR department is like, all right, send in Dick.
Fix this bleep, Rich.
It was right there, bro.
Should have seen this one coming.
Rich, we need your phone.
Gosh. Right there, man.
Rich, why does your key access card this 1,200 times in the
Let's see. A person in a snowman costume catches fire at a Dallas Cowboy home game.
I was at the game, Lucius. I was at the game.
You've told this story. It's incredible.
It happened probably four rows behind me. Guy was in a snowman. He caught on fire in the middle of the aisle. The game,
dude.
People are bringing. There's no alcohol sales in Texas Stadium. People with drinks bringing their own in, throwing them on, and thinking that we're gonna put it out. It was alcohol. It got bigger. The fire got bigger on the guy.
Oh.
So yeah, that is a true. I saw that with my own eyes.
That's wild.
Yep, behind me.
They were having their own Burning Man out there.
Yep, exactly.
Hookah chaka. All right, let's see what else we got. Dez Walmart tape.
Yeah.
Man. All-time cover-up, huh?
I mean, y'all.
Allegedly?
Made it.
Yep.
There were a couple of people that insisted there was a tape, and everybody's going, no, no.
What are you talking about, Adam Schefter? There is no tape here.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody on the fan section just put me back on game. Hitman hired to get Michael Irvin. Y'all remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, my gosh. I think the hitman was up, kind of jealous of Mike. That echo is killing me, fam.
Okay, some people are texting about the echo. I'm not familiar. I don't feel the echo, personally.
I can't hear anything. I hear an echo either, but
I have had a long-time legendary voice in the Metroplex confirm a hitman Michael Irvin situation. That is, yes.
Mm. Wow.
Let me get my vibe right. Okay, all right. Had to calm it down a little bit. Okay, what else we got right here? Oh, Jerry Jones calling into the morning show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That went nationwide viral right there.
Yeah, it did.
Was that they were questioning his job or what he was doing?
I think it was the Derrick Henry thing again. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but
I thought he called in Dawson.
Drew him offside.
Didn't Lucius, you guys get him to call in on you guys one time? Didn't Jerry drive it around and you guys?
It definitely wasn't you guys. It was 100% Gavin Dawson.
That's what I thought.
And I think that was Tony Romo.
Oh, Romo did. Romo. Yes.
Romo called
Romo?
Okay.
Yeah.
Romo did.
Yeah, you should have seen Dawson's eyes when I told him it was Romo. All that talking slick he was doing for about four segments. I was like, hey, man, Tony Romo's on the phone. Gulp.
I'd pay to see that face.
You should have seen it. It was bro. That's when he was still drinking too. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of loose.
All right, let's take him.
Yeah, all right. Get him on the phone.
I really don't like Tony, but I like Tony.
But he's my guy.
He's my guy. You know, but he's prone to interceptions and mistakes.
Hello. Did you take umbrage with what I said there? Let's see what else we got. All right, Nate Newton. You said Nate Newton.
Yeah.
Nate Newton is one of my favorite all-time Dallas Cowboys scandals of all time.
Yeah, I love Nate.
Because he got busted again, right?
Yep. It's once, twice,
he got busted again, bro.
Three times a lady.
They won't expect it the second time. They already got me the first time. They will not think that I'm crazy enough to do this again, but here I am.
We love you, Nate, if you're listening. He might be driving around and listening right now.
In that Astro van.
Yeah.
Your boy needs some weed, so I'm beeping Nate Newton. All right, what else we got right here? That's a wrap. I didn't make that up. Michael Irvin walking out of court with a big fur coat on.
He did.
That's
what he said. Was that the line where he says you need to follow the story with intensity, that you've done it? You know, he gave his whole intensity speech. Like he was telling them, he was calling the media out for that. Yeah.
Keep that same energy before.
Keep that same energy, yeah.
I birthed that.
I mean, before the White House, there was Thomas Hollywood Henderson.
Yeah, he was now back in the Tom Landry.
That was a wild boy.
Oh, the Cowboys of the 70s was a wild group.
Dwayne Thomas?
Yeah, Dwayne Thomas, that whole, man, they had a wild group of guys there in the 70s. I mean, it was just a different era in Dallas, man. A lot of things going on.
70s was wild, bro.
Really
wild. That was a really, really wild time.
Yeah. especially for professional athletes.
Yeah, I mean, they almost burned down a stadium because they didn't like disco.
Right.
What?
You guys, yeah. Anti-disco
they
night
burned
there.
Burned down a stadium because they didn't like disco, bro.
Yeah, Comiskey Park.
They was mad at people celebrating their music. We're tired of hearing that happiness. You guys brought up the White House. Yeah. How did that get out? I don't remember how that got out. Who snitched?
I don't know who exactly snitched, but there was always hints of it.
Chris is over here mouthing who did it. Oh, Chris.
Chris CA would know.
Chris knows.
It's probably Skip Bayless.
Chris knows.
I just know from the Valley Ranch practice field, you could see it.
Yeah.
And I just remember that, like, those guys, the players getting, like, staffers to, like, drive the lawnmower around down the street to go cut the yard.
This is wild, bro.
They were worried about how the yard looked and stuff like
that. Man.
It's amazing.
They ran that thing like a hotel. They clean sheets and
Bro. You don't want to have a messy yard as you like having the ladies pull up. That might scare the hoes away.
Oh, no. Hey, can you see if CA will give us the thumbs up on this? I'm reading a Michael Irvin friend, Dennis Padini. Dennis Padini. Was he the guy who said?
Oh, no, hey, say allegedly. Don't be snitching now.
Allegedly.
Bro.
Yeah. Allegedly.
This is called a reckless endangerment of the truth when you start saying stuff like that, and we all up in trouble.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, fam.
Yeah, you're right. Can we dump all that, Lucius?
Yeah, we'll edit it in post.
Got to be careful. Let's see. How about this? Let me get these done. Did you say Lance Renzel?
Lance Rensel.
Rensel?
Yeah, exposure.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Overexposure? Oh,
Exposure, car door open kind of a thing. I think Rafael Septien was another one.
Yeah, Rafael Septien, yes. There was indecency.
Yeah.
And then he had to flee the country.
Yeah, indecency.
My grandparents told me that. They were like, oh, Rafael Septien.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Where you just want to whip that joint out?
Yeah, they make videos about it now.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Like, man, I got that urge. Like, hey, so what you thinking about this? Scale to 1 to 10 real quick, ladies.
Yeah.
Real clear. I know you're getting your Subway sandwiches, but real quick, look down, tell me what you think. 1 to 10. All right.
But Lance Rensel was, I believe that was a minor. That was a minor.
Jeez.
Yeah, in 571. Now, it wasn't Julius Jones. Joseph Randall stealing the underwear.
From Dillard's, right?
Yeah, that was.
Was like, it Dillard's?
Why do you need that?
I know it's polo underwear, so I'm thinking they had, you can get
they
it from
had, Dillard's. They had a deal happen at camp, at Cowboy Camp here recently between two players over a lady.
Oh, yeah, heard that. That's probably not one to.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into detail on that one, but two players went at it there in Oxnard. Mm-hmm.
Over a lady?
Over a lady.
Oh, come on, bro. There's too many fish in the sea.
Lady,
fools be fighting over some broads.
Yeah, they went over this one gal who was actually an employee of the Cowboys.
Oh, like Steve Smith Sr.?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yep. Yeah.
Keep it close, baby.
We had this. They brought us all in. They had this meeting, and they said, "Okay, listen, now we're not supposed to be doing this. No cheerleader, no player. You know." And the poor gal was just sitting there like she didn't know. She's like. Looking around like, no, it's not me, you know, and I'm like, and we're all looking at her like, it's you. That's why we're all here, you know, kind of
unbelievable.
Thing.
Her hair sitting there disheveled. Got a little lipstick on her collar. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
She's sitting at a conference table with her hands crossed on the table, just looking like, why are we here?
Yeah, you know, kind so of, innocent.
I've got the long skirt on today. What you guys talking about?
Didn't Lucky Whitehead have his dog stolen by a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
The pit bull, fam. That was wild. I can't remember the name of that dog, but I thought it was funny that all the sports media people were saying the name of that dog every day. Like, it was, like, a serious thing.
Yeah.
We have to find Fluffles.
We've had several animals.
Ruffles. Yeah. We have to find Ruffles.
I believe monkey? Was his name Blitz?
Is that what it was?
His name was Blitz, and it was stolen by a Fort Worth rapper named, allegedly, Bugatti Casino.
That's it. Yeah. They kept saying Bugatti Casino. I thought that was crazy.
But did he owe him money? Casino. Was that the whole thing?
I think it was.
He owed him money.
It
was his dog.
There was like Zeke or Dak. I think it was Zeke's dogs bit somebody. And then there was Dez's monkey.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Monkey. Dallas. Hey, my next door neighbors, they have a nice little French bulldog. This is random, but you guys are talking about a dog. And they have their daughter take the dog out for a walk every day.
Can't breathe.
It's fine. It's beautiful. But the girl is so small. She's like maybe in third or fourth grade. I'm like, they will take that dog from that girl. Yeah. They will 100% drive up and snatch that dog from that little girl. That little expensive dog you guys have. What other ones? Jay Ratliff bum rushing Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones in the bathroom photos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those were kind of grainy. Kind of grainy photography.
That's not me. That's not me.
That's not me. Kind of grainy. Not me.
T.O. and the Pills, Bounty Bowl.
Oh, T.O. and the Pills. That was a day.
That was Carol a hell of a day.
That was a hell of a day. Alive. Bill Parcells, I am not talking about this.
And Jerry Jones letting, the player. That was wild stuff. Jerry Jones letting the Mayor Miller punk him. That's what somebody said. Jerry Jones let the Mayor Miller. Yeah, Laura Miller.
I tell you what, and I'm going to just throw this out there. If you say that name around Stephen Jones, he might take a right hook swing at you. Might.
I believe it. Out.
Yeah. I believe it. All right, that's it. I got to go. I went over my time. We were just talking. I got lost. My name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing, and Greek don't rest. Somebody say Jerry Jones and Jamie Foxx's IG. Yes.
Oh, yes.
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 Jerry be scouting, boy. I got to go. My name is Lucius. Holla.
There he is, Lucius Alexander, LA Live every day at 5:40, Epic Edition. Let's go around the bases, Round Rock debuts, the Cy Young poll, and more MLB history. But we are going to be on Friday, okay? Right now we're at Shell Shack out here, but on Friday we will also be at Pickler Universe, Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.